Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 17th. Local early morning temperatures range from 42 degrees in Medusa to 54 almost everywhere else, including Tannersville, Copaic, and Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 41 degrees. Rain is coming, due to peak around 10 a.m., then fall off by dark. Mercury hits a high note of 55 at about the same time, 10 a.m., then slides downward steadily through the afternoon, hitting 33 by dark, making afternoon travel potentially hazardous, especially in the elevated areas. After dark, wind gusts blow away the last of the rain, but shouldn't get strong enough to knock out power. A low temperature of 20 degrees ushers in a cold but dry and mostly sunny Saturday with a high of 43. Overnight, building clouds keep the temperature from dipping lower than 25 degrees. Nah, it is still February. Sunday, cloudy, breezy with a high of 47. Monday, looking warmer, hitting 51 degrees, but might have some afternoon sprinkles. Sunset today will be at 5:15 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:45 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances have dropped to 1%, and the incoming CME is due to arrive at 1 p.m. local time. But that is just it stepping through the door. G1 class storms are expected upon arrival and will intensify to G2 class storms overnight into tomorrow, making auroras still possible for our area. Follow along this weekend at the Space Weather Prediction Center from NOAA. Just make it an initialism, swpc.noaa.gov. Or just do a search for, again, the Space Weather Prediction Center from NOAA. Solar wind speed is currently 492.2 kilometers per second at 6.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad and not expected to get any better overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4.6, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 101. And if you like what you hear or think you have something to contribute, whether it's money, insight, or talent, head on over to wgxe.org and share something with your neighbors.